Spring means birds and bees. Wait a minute, where are the bees? This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Many beekeepers are losing about one-third of their bees each year. They're just mysteriously dying. This has been going on for the past few years. It's called colony collapse disorder. Marianne Fraser is a honeybee expert at Penn State University. She says until researchers figure out exactly what's going on here, she expects beekeepers to keep losing a lot of their bees.
I think what we're at risk of, more so than the bees dying out, is the beekeepers, you know, giving up and not continuing to truck their bees all over the country.
Beekeepers use honeybees to pollinate a lot of crops, including almonds and apples, cranberries. Pollination services are worth about $18 billion a year to agriculture. And you thought bees just made honey. Rebecca Williams has spent some time among the beehives.
Yeah, it's pretty unforgettable.
So, Reb, does anybody really have any idea what's going on with the honeybees?
Sort of. You know, they're starting to figure it out. They think that it's probably not just one thing. Bees' immune systems are probably getting weaker, maybe because of pesticides, and maybe because bees are not getting the variety of food sources that they need. You know, bees are used to eating from different wildflowers and even the weeds in our lawn, like clover. And farmers just plant one kind of crop.
So just like people, they need variety.
Right, exactly. And so the researchers think that bees are getting weaker. And then on top of that, they are getting hit by a virus, the Israeli acute paralysis virus. So really, they're still just trying to figure out the mystery. But you know, Lester, one of the things that you could do to help is to start keeping bees.
Yeah, well, you've got a big yard, and it's got weeds, too.
It's clover. It's called clover.
Okay, thanks, Reb.
No problem.
This is the Environment Report. According to the Centers for Disease Control, more than 90,000 Americans are diagnosed with an antibiotic-resistant infection each year. Doctors and patients are desperate to find an alternative treatment for these infections, and a researcher thinks he's found one. Honey. Karen Kelly has that story.
Alan Dajani grew bacteria in petri dishes. Some were free-floating, the kind killed by antibiotics. The others are called biofilms. They have a coating that resists medications, and they're the cause of chronic sinus infections and other diseases.
Then I thought, what if I could use it in the sinus, where we still can't get rid of the infection? It's a natural product, it has less side effects, and it's less expensive.
Alan Dajani squirted the bacteria with antibiotics in one dish and honey in the other. Both Manuka and cider honey, along with the medications, killed the free-floating bacteria. The biofilms, though, were a different story. The antibiotics could not kill them, but the honey did. Manuka and cider honey killed about 90% of the Pseudomonas and 60 to 70% of MRSA bacteria. Both can cause deadly infections. Alan Dajani presented his findings at a medical conference, and he was swamped with questions from doctors and sinus patients eager to try it. Alan Dajani says the challenge is that the honey has to come in contact with the bacteria, so it would have to be diluted and injected into the sinuses. Dr. Murray Grossan is an ear, nose, and throat doctor in Santa Monica. He says the treatment looks promising.
They do use honey for stomach problems, stomach ulcers, and so on. So it probably would be pretty safe to put it into the sinus, but unfortunately we have to go through all sorts of protocol there.
It starts with animal studies. Then patients with chronic sinusitis will have their chance to try it as well.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. You can get more information and subscribe to our podcast at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.